Michigan Corn, two missions, one building. How does it work? Hello, everyone. I'm Nicole Heslip with the Michigan Corn Connection on Brownfield, a content partnership with the Corn Marketing Program of Michigan. Coming up, we'll hear how a penny per bushel of corn sold in the state is put to work and how farmers decide the priorities. All up next on Brownfield.
Dairyland Seed Pride. It's what you get when the corn you grow stands as tall as the...
Thank you. That'll be all for now. I can take it from here.
Excuse me. And who are you?
I'm the new guy. Here to tell everyone that, starting now, we're going to start saying a little less and just let our performance do the talking.
But I'm a voiceover professional. Talking is what I do.
Yeah, but our corn hybrid lineup is the strongest it's ever been, with 210 top five finishers in 2020, first and university trials combined. So I'm afraid there's just not much to say when the data already says it all.
What about Dairyland Seed Pride?
Still there, and stronger than ever. Same with our dedicated team and around-the-clock support. Just now we have the numbers to simply shut up and yield.
So you won't be needing me anymore?
Sorry.
But I love this job.
That's what makes this so hard. See how Dairyland Seed corn hybrids bring the yield in your soils and conditions at DairylandSeed.com.
Angel Genio is the communications director of Michigan Corn. Angel, Michigan Corn actually represents two groups. Can you explain?
When we talk about Michigan Corn, we're actually talking about the Corn Marketing Program of Michigan and the Michigan Corn Growers Association. These are two separate organizations, and we work together a lot, but we have separate funding sources and very different missions. So when we talk about the Corn Marketing Program of Michigan, that's what's called the checkoff program. For growers, that penny per bushel checkoff that you pay goes into the Corn Marketing Program of Michigan. And there's a narrow set of things that we can spend that money on. We can use it for marketing, we can use it for education, and we can use it for research into corn and corn production. The one thing the Corn Marketing Program doesn't do is any kind of lobbying. And so that is in the purview of the Michigan Corn Growers Association. The association is funded by dues-paying members. There's about 1,400 members in the state of Michigan. And that organization does all of our policy and advocacy work, both in the Capitol in Lansing and federally in Washington, D.C.
Housed in Lansing, Michigan Corn as the umbrella of both, what are some of the roles of staff and how that works side to side?
So our office is housed in Lansing, Michigan. We have staff that work on both the marketing program and the association. If you want some more resources or some information about the work that's happening out of the office, you can visit our website, which is www.micorn.org. And that website houses both the marketing program and the association. We're also active on social media, so you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and you can find us on Twitter. Growers in the state also get a mailed magazine quarterly that will have a mix of information about what's coming out of the marketing program and the association.
Checkoff priorities are led by farmers and what they seek as priorities. Can you talk more about how it is a farmer-led organization?
The Corn Marketing Program of Michigan is a farmer-led organization. The priorities for our organization are set by our board of directors, and there are 9 members on that board of directors. All of them are active farmers, and they're the ones that are really driving that decision-making process.
Again, that's Angel Genio on today's Michigan Corn Connection. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.